And for much of the night, a frustrating night, hey, for your girls. I could tell on the sideline, you were like, God, you guys aren't doing this, that. But then it turned, and a lot of emotion.
Yeah, you know, as a coach with a team that can be really intense, it does get frustrating when they're not bringing the game I know they have inside of them. But they found it, didn't they?
Well, they did in the nick of time. You're down 20-13 in the fourth set. What do you think turned things where you could get to the fifth game?
If I'm honest, this is what I'm going to tell you has happened, is Bark River started playing cautious. They started just getting the ball over, giving us opportunities to kill, kill, and kill. And I had some girls tonight, Maya Whitson was one of them, she was on fire. She was determined to have a bunch of kills tonight, and she came out and kill after kill after kill. And Stahlberger always has a good night, in my opinion, 18 kills herself. But we weren't going to let up. No matter what the score was, we needed to hit the ball. And I was relieved as a coach. I'm going to be honest. Coach Jen, you can, I don't know what to tell you, but when you started easing up on our girls, you gave us the opportunity to smoke the ball at you, and that's what we did.
Yeah, there were too many free balls from Bark River's point of view, weren't there?
There was. Yep, absolutely. You know, our serving was a little dry getting off the get-go. I mean, we're down two sets. It's very rare for a team to come back and win the last three. So, this crowd was amazing. You know, Bark River was putting on Facebook about let's fill the stands. They were doing contest giveaways. It was pretty crowded in here. And if anyone's ever been to Bark River, it echoes like crazy. So intense, loud. The Escanaba student section was amazing. So they helped bring the momentum that our team needed to survive here.
You know, this game wasn't on the schedule to begin with. You guys added it. Did you get what you came for, especially the intensity that you're going to need when we get to districts?
Yeah, that's what we need to keep working towards it. I told the girls in the huddle, I said, listen, if that's the team with that intensity, we're going to have a long postseason. If you come with that, oh, we're not good enough attitude, we're going to be short. But tonight showed that we have it inside of us. So we're getting ready for this weekend's tournament. We're hosting one, and we got seven other teams coming. And we got some great teams coming. I'm looking forward to what's coming. And I hope this intensity lasts. This is like our midseason lull. We usually get one game out of 2 weeks, and we filled it with Bark River today, which is great. I knew it would be a good team. I mean, Jen is really a good coach. She's really turned this program at Bark River around, and it's doing really well.
All right, see you Saturday.
Thank you.